I don't know if I ever told you guys that when I decided I wasn't good at math in college, I really wanted to marry someone good at math. I never really looked for that as a forefront or a front runner aspect of dating. But as you guys know, I married a mathematician, and I want to share with you something that has changed my life that he taught me. Let's cue the theme song. Let's go.
You're listening to the Disarming Honesty podcast with Jenny Hansen-Lane. I spent the last decade or so studying emotional intelligence and the connection that it has to the entrepreneurial world. Join us on this journey as we use every day as our teacher, as we pursue our highest vision of ourselves. The show is dedicated to vulnerability and mindset as we explore the necessary paradigm shifts it takes to change our lives and pivot into profiting from our passions. No more playing small with our dreams. Let's go.
Thank you for pressing play on this episode. I was having a conversation with my friend Emily, and we were talking about raising children in an environment that is different than what we were raised in, and how do we raise children to have experiences that help them grow, and how to help them fight the idea that not one person and one experience cannot define your entire opinion about something. And my husband, the mathematician, he talks about sample size a lot. And I relate sample size to your experiences. And when you have a small sample size, then you are having to build a thesis or an outcome based off of a very small sample size. We know in science that data is king, and we have to have enough data to create a thesis that makes sense so the science can rule out the solutions and the answers. When we have experiences, those are like sample sizes, and it's really important that we don't define our opinions based off of one experience. And my sweet six-year-old is going through this right now, where he has had experiences where with diversity, where he is using that only sample size because he's a six-year-old to make opinions. And this is very normal as a six-year-old, and I'll tell you why. In brain development, the frontal lobe cortex, where we have increased areas of value and our emotional intelligence springs from, this isn't quite developed. We're all born with it, but it doesn't quite develop to maturity until a person is around 27. And I do believe that the frontal lobe cortex is fully developed a little bit earlier with women. So thank you, Heavenly Father, for doing that. The frontal lobe cortex allows us to create a little bit more perspective of boundaries of fairness, what we believe is integrity, honesty, all of these things that help us kind of choose between, you know, our perspectives and what is reality. And when you're little, you are just, you need to be fed, you need to be clothed, you need to feel loved, right? And so it's harder for you to take the hard high road because you're little. And that part of your brain is still like working its little juices to grow and to prime itself into this incredible human that you will be. So along that path, we can have negative experiences that are isolated that form our opinion about something that might not be true, right? And an example might be if I was bit by a dog when I was around 8 or 9. And it was my fault. I had been around a lot of dogs and they were friendly. And so there was a dog around the block and it was chained up. And the person, the child with me, I was, you know, 7 or 8, was like, don't go close to the dog. It's mean. And I was like, well, my sample size and my experiences tell me that dogs are nice. So I obviously went up and the dog looked up at me and I started to pet it, and then it bit my leg. And fortunately, my uncle was a dog catcher. I don't even think they have those anymore, at least not in Kentucky. And he came over and he saw that it didn't quite break the skin. I think I was wearing pants, but there were marks, right? And so that experience was a tiny traumatic, But I had had so many good experiences with dogs, you guys, that I did not develop the fear to be afraid of dogs, okay? And I've had one dog in my life, and that's a totally different podcast because it's an interesting story. But I love animals. I'm not an animal lover, but I love animals, if that makes sense. But I'm not afraid of dogs. And I grew my intuition and gut feelings to know when to stay away from a dog that looked dangerous. Pardon me. And I also learned the rules about asking permission to touch an animal. Okay. So that was an experience that was kind of traumatic that didn't affect me because one, it wasn't the first one that I had. And two, I had a lot of good experiences before then. Okay. So think about a negative opinion that you have in your life and think about the experience you had that forms the opinion. And I want you to think about if there are other circumstances or experiences that you've had that are similar and why this one overpowers it. Maybe it was traumatic. And we know trauma can be induced in the severity of the surprise, meaning we had no idea it was going to happen. So if I had never really been around animals and the first dog I bit me, you would know that I am someone very afraid of dogs. And I had a friend in college, his name was Chase, and he was afraid to go swimming. And so he didn't develop his ability to be a confident swimmer because he had an experience when he was younger where he almost drowned. So it was very traumatizing, and it happened first, or the trauma overpowered him where he, his sample size, his experiences, he carried it with him and it took him longer to overcome it. So there's a lot of experiences that we have in our life that are going to be negative and positive. And for the negative ones, it's really important that we remember sample size, that it can be really easy to view the world as a really pessimistic, dark world right now. And I believe that there is very bright lights in the world. There is a very much goodness in the world. And I believe that because I try to strive for that. And I want my kids to become powerful pillars of kindness. Okay, so I'm using my everyday experiences with my children, the things I'm so grateful for, to help me shed light into the darkness. Now, I don't dismiss that the world has a lot going on and that there is a lot of darkness. But my sample size, personally, I'm choosing to try to put in light, okay? Now, I don't ever want to dismiss someone that's had a traumatic experience because those are real and valid. And the really powerful thing about those is that we need to sit with them and have those feelings and reflect on them, not only as experiences, but sample sizes and what they taught us. And I think it's also okay as an exercise to talk about how those experiences could have gone better and what we have the power of or control over to do in the world to create better experiences, not only for ourselves, but for other people. And one of the most important things is going into it with an open mind, understanding how powerful sample size is, right? Understanding how powerful being open-minded is to our experiences. And I truly believe that through that, we will be able to have so many amazing experiences, but we will also recognize negative experiences for what they are, and we can put it in our bucket of sample size, and that will allow us to say, to be neutral about certain things, right? Like, we know not all dogs are bad, right? We know that not, you know, the entire world is not going to hell in a handbasket. We know that there are good things to live for, right? We know that there are well-trained dogs. So there's a lot of topics that we could talk about with this that are controversial, that dip into politics, religion, there's so many parenting. There's so many things that we really need to be thoughtful and somewhat meditative about so we can have healthy sample sizes in our life and we can have healthy experiences. And pardon me, I am really grateful for my husband teaching me that our opinions and our experiences can create our focus for us, and getting more sample sizes can never hurt us if we have a goal to become better. And your perspective is really important, right? Because if you have a negative perspective, every sample size is going to be bad, right? And who wants to live a life full of negative experiences when you have power and control over certain things? So I would love to hear any experiences that you've had where you're like, yeah, this was a bad experience and it taught me I need more sample sizes. I need more experiences in my life. All right, you guys, love you. Peace out.